you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello, welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
We are picking up past host tradition today.
Yeah.
With our annual look at what has been unearthed in the world of history. Sometimes literally unearthed out of the dirt. Sometimes just stuff that's been found or discovered or whatever, as has been the case for the last couple of years. We have enough things to talk about that we have 2 parts to this episode to run today and 2 days from now.
It's been a big year. It seems like every other week, at least, there's some big new thing found, new thing discovered, new thing tested.
Yes. And so we're going to say, as we always do, this is not an exhaustive list of everything.
Yeah.
And if we get to the end of all this and there's something that you wish we had talked about, feel free to tell us nicely. We've gotten some furious people who are angry that we didn't mention a favorite thing before, and that makes our day a little sadder. But we do especially want to point out that we've already done whole episodes on some of this year's biggest finds.
Yeah.
2013 confirmed that remains previously found below a car park were those of Richard III. So we had a whole episode devoted to that back in March. We also, thanks to the world of forensic anthropology, got pretty clear confirmation that there was cannibalism going on during the starving time in Jamestown. And you can hear an episode about that from back in May. And just as a side note, that Richard III site is also where the team found a stone coffin that we discovered this year contained a lead coffin inside of it, which is another history mystery for another time.
Yeah.
This year, we did also get some big news of something that was actually unearthed a while back. And most notably, that's one of those is almost 1,500 pieces of artwork that had been confiscated by Nazis and were found in a Munich flat in 2011. That actually made headlines this November, and included works by such amazing artists as Picasso and Matisse. So that was actually a previously unearthed thing that we just became aware of this year. So, like we said, not an exhaustive list. Today's episode, we're putting things kind of into groups, because there are a lot of things to talk about.
Yeah.
Today's episode has some stuff that we just think is cool. We have a bunch of things that were found under car parks, and thanks to the Crossrail project in London, And then our next episode will be everything from amateur discoveries of stuff to everyone's favorite subject, exhumations.
Yeah.
So
starting with the not categorized, but just super interesting and cool. In October, archaeologists in London announced the find of a limestone carving of an eagle that was found in a ditch. And it's a Roman eagle, although it was carved in Britain, and it's been called one of the best pieces of Romano-British art ever found. Its condition, in fact, was so good that when the team first saw it, they were afraid that they had accidentally disturbed a Victorian gravestone decoration.
Yeah.
So a much later period item.
Yes, they thought it was something much newer than what it actually was when they first saw it, because it was in such excellent condition.
The only damage that it has is one of its wings is broken, and it's being supported now by a frame. And it's being supported because it is doing a 6-month tour at the Museum of London. It was installed there just a month after being pulled out of the ground, and it is estimated to be about 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
So when you think about that, and people thought it was Victorian because it was so good, that's, we're talking 150 years old versus
yes.
its actual age of 2,000. So it's really in spectacular condition.
Yeah, and pretty remarkable that it within a month of being found, it was already yeah. in a museum. In the world of television history, Philip Morris, who is executive director at Television International Enterprise Archive, found 9 long-lost episodes of the TV show Doctor Who in a closet in a TV station in Nigeria.
That is so Doctor Who.
It is extremely Doctor Who. They actually found 11 episodes, but only 9 of them are among the missing 106 from the show's early years. If you're not familiar with this part of TV history, like now archiving things and keeping copies and you know, having things to save for posterity is a pretty typical part of yeah. television production, but that was not really the case in the 50s and 60s. People didn't quite realize that we might want to have some of this stuff later. And so there are a lot of early episodes of the BBC TV show Doctor Who that we don't really have any known copies of. There was actually another article that circulated this year that claimed 100 episodes had been found. But that did not come from the most reputable source in the world, and I could not find actual confirmation that seemed legitimate to me. So we do know that 9 of them are no longer lost. Hooray.
And in Nigeria, of all
yeah.
places. We already know where the Queen Anne's Revenge was, so that was Blackbeard's pirate ship, in case there's anybody that did not know that. It ran aground in the Beaufort Inlet in North Carolina in 1718, and that's well documented. And its location was confirmed back in 2011, but this year, the Underwater Archaeology Branch of the North Carolina Department of Cultural Resources announced that it intends to salvage the entire thing by 2014.
So that is sort of unearthing to come.
Yes, it's unearthing announcement, and next year we may have lots of beautiful pictures of things that they will be pulling up out of the water.
Yes, they really intend to like bring every single piece of wood up from the ocean floor. Which is exciting.
I'm so excited to see how that project plays out.
And as a manager of things, I also go, that sounds expensive. and our last sort of uncategorized, but just pretty cool, announced back in July, several pieces of Viking jewelry were found at a farm site in Denmark. And this was a little incongruous. Like, this was a pretty modest site that they were working at. And these pieces were at least 1,300 years old. Some of them are made out of gold, and there was a lot of debate about how exactly these very expensive-seeming gold pieces were found at a site that was otherwise so modest. And the number one theory at this point is that the Scyldings, who were the first Danish dynasty, had a royal seat about 6 miles away from this site. So while it wasn't a very rich settlement, it may have played host to more notable persons from not that far away. And that is how all these pieces wound up there.
So cool.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be, with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper, waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
You may have heard this year that they found some things under parking lots.
Couple things. It was like parking lot history year.
Yes. And it's not totally surprising that so many things are being found under parking lots, but here are a few things that were found under parking lots and were not Richard III.
Yeah, that was the big, huge one, but there were several others. So in March, a crew that was demolishing an old parking lot found the tomb of a knight, as well as the foundations of a monastery built by King Alexander II of Scotland. The monastery was founded in 1230, but then destroyed during the Protestant Reformation. And the knight's grave was marked with a sandstone slab carved with a Calvary cross and sword, and a body believed to be the knight was actually found nearby.
Yeah. So it was several things unearthed in this one parking lot thing. I am looking for, at some point, it may have happened already, but I was not able to find it, confirmation that the body really was the knight and not another unrelated body.
Yeah, and whether we will ever identify the identity of the knight.
Yeah.
Hopefully, that could be next year's unearthed.
In May, archaeologists found a 1,700-year-old cemetery under a car park in Leicester, England. And that seemed to be, interestingly, the final resting place for people of many faiths. They were buried in different positions with different funerary rituals. There were about 13 people buried there, and they date back about to the year 300. It seems...
That is very fascinating.
It is fascinating. So it sort of makes it clear that there were people of many faiths living there at the same time, and that it was socially acceptable for them all to be buried
in
together,
the same place.
Or maybe just necessary for some reason.
Yeah. Announced in October, in Scotland, an 11th century Viking parliamentary site, a site for gathering known as the Thing, which was for making laws, settling disputes, and those sorts of things. Again, under a parking lot.
Yep, and I am just delighted by the fact that that this was called the Thing. It probably comes from Thingvellir, which means the field of the assembly. So this
I like to picture the horror thing because that makes it funnier.
It does. The reason that this was notable was that it there had not been one of these sites found in that part of Scotland before this point.
Yeah, it kind of expanded the territory that we thought they were having these sorts of activities in.
Yes.
Cool.
Parking lots are not the only things that are hiding many archaeological finds this year. There's also Crossrail, which is this high-frequency, high-capacity rail line that's in the works for London and the surrounding area. And work on the Crossrail project has unearthed all kinds of stuff. It started back in 2009 and has unearthed since then at least 10,000 archaeological items.
That's a lot.
It is a lot of stuff.
So in March, they unearthed a death pit of probable Black Death victims, and that was dug up under Charterhouse Square. And at the time it was dug, the pit would have been just outside the walls of London.
In August, the project dug up a 16th century gold coin and a huge amount of Mesolithic flint. They call this kind of a Mesolithic tool factory. All of these would have been pieces of 9,000-year-old tools.
And in October, it was a collection of 20 Roman skulls and pieces of pottery. And people were bandying about the idea that these could be remains from Boudica's Rebellion, which we've talked about in the podcast. But the pattern of clustering in where they were found suggests that they were really just washed downstream from a Roman burial ground.
Yeah.
But they weren't so much Boudica related as just displaced.
Yeah, they kept finding skulls bunched together where the river had a bend in it, as though they had just washed downstream and then caught there from the current. And this last one is not actually related to the Crossrail. It's a completely different subway excavation, and that's taking place in Rio. This subway expansion in Rio has unearthed at least 200,000 artifacts. A lot of them really impressively intact. And one of these unearthed this year is a toothbrush believed to have belonged to Emperor Pedro II, who ruled Brazil from 1831 to 1889. The bristles of the toothbrush are no longer intact, but the toothbrush itself is still there.
So cool.
And before we move on, let's take a minute and talk about our sponsor.
That sounds grand.
I'm Tracy V. Wilson from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Did you know small businesses make up 99.9% of all businesses in the United States? The world is powered by entrepreneurs. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks. And every episode, hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres talk to entrepreneurs about how they've grown from the lessons of launching and nurturing a small business and how they have found success being their own boss. From the excitement of first starting out to finding the right tools and resources to process invoices and payments like QuickBooks Money, you won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too. And if you're a small business owner or even someone dreaming of starting your own business, then you'll want to check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from Ruby Studio, from iHeartMedia, and Intuit QuickBooks.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels has a stay for any traveler you want to be with 22 brands and over 7,400 locations. Whether you're a business traveler, a family road tripper, someone who wants to seek out history and maybe make your own, or just planning a quick getaway, Choice Hotels has a stay for any you. Like a Cambria Hotel, where you can be a cocktail connoisseur and sip locally inspired craft beverages at downtown locations in the center of it all. This is a fun way to visit cities with a lot of history and a lot of fun in mind. Or a Radisson Hotel, for all our productivity powerhouses out there. With flexible workspaces and on-site restaurants, you'll get the most out of your work trip. You'll get the coffee, the Wi-Fi, and the work done. And we can't forget about comfort hotels. Imagine you're a family road tripper waking up in your big spacious room and then heading down to a free hot breakfast for the entire family, including waffles. So you'll be well-fed and ready for the day's adventure, even if that's just relaxing. After that, you're spending all afternoon relaxing by the pool. You deserve it. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you. Book directly at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
So let's get back to what's been uncovered this year. We have several things that are bits of communication that have been revealed often in other texts. Conservators at the National Portrait Gallery in London found this little piece of art in a portrait of Sir Walter Raleigh that, quote, reveals the depth of the explorer's devotion to Queen Elizabeth I. It's this little coded reference to the moon and water within the context of this portrait. And the message there is that Sir Walter Raleigh is willing to have the queen control him the way the moon controls the tides. This patch of moon and sea is up in the upper left of the painting, and it was revealed, not known to have been there before, during an extensive restoration project that is restoring the whole portrait.
European scientists used advanced multispectral imaging to reveal previously washed away writing in medieval manuscripts this year. I think this is so incredibly cool. One of these is a manuscript that's housed in Jerusalem. Today, its pages are books of the Greek Old Testament, but underneath are passages from Euripides and Aristotle, as well as other works. And they've used this same process on a manuscript from Paris, which is a 5th century commentary on Aristotle.
Yeah.
So it's kind of multiple documents in one.
Yeah. Well, when you look back into history to the time periods when paper was really expensive mm-hmm. and needed to be washed away and reused, the fact that now we can kind of go back and piece together what was originally on those pieces of paper is pretty cool.
It's really cool.
It also reminds me of when literary scholars will look at, like, the strikeouts and erasures and things
uh-huh.
and people's original drafts of their work.
Yeah.
Except this has a lot more science. Also, this year at the SLAC National Accelerator Laboratory, scientists use X-rays to reconstruct a 1797 aria from an opera by Luigi Cherubini, which the composer had, in kind of a fit of fury, blacked out completely with carbon. The trick to doing this, because the paper itself was invisible to the X-rays, but not the notes that he wrote on the paper, they had to figure out which notes belonged on which side of the page. So in addition to using X-rays to get a picture of what all the notes were, they then turned to analyzing his handwriting and weeding out the notes on each side of the page based on which way the lines on the notes slanted.
So cool. Has anybody heard it?
Yes, you can now hear it.
And it's beautiful, and we don't know why he wanted to destroy it.
I think he was angry and temperamental, as many creative people are. I say this as a creative person who is sometimes deleting all of my own work in a fit of anxiety.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
I never destroy anything. I destroy all the things. Not so much reconstructed, but it is writing related. In June, federal officials and representatives from the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington announced that they had found the Rosenberg Diary, which was written by Alfred Rosenberg, who was a friend and confidant of Adolf Hitler and a notorious member of the Nazi Party. And he would have had firsthand knowledge of a lot of what Hitler was orchestrating. So this document may very well uncover new information about this period of history. And in the words of U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum director Sarah J. Bloomfield, quote, "As we build the collection of record on the Holocaust, having material that documents the actions of both perpetrators and victims is crucial to helping scholars understand how and why the Holocaust happened." So cool.
That is, I think, the most horrifying thing discovered in all our discoveries this
but
year.
But really important.
Extremely
really,
important.
It's kind of one of those things where the bad guys, there's always a cloak of, like, mystery around them, not even specifically these, but any. It's like there's never enough documentation of, like, but why were you doing this?
Yeah. Well, and especially as the specter of Holocaust denial kind of rises up, having primary sources of what was really happening is increasingly important to dispel that as false.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think as we get farther and farther removed from that time of history, it becomes more and more difficult for people who did not live through it to conceive of that ever having happened in the first place.
Yeah.
And so having things like the Rosenberg Diary can help put that into better context for people.
And now we move on from that very tragic topic.
Yes, we did
to
not
our
want,
favorite thing.
We didn't want to end on the most tragic topic with this particular episode. We've got a few things that were unearthed this year that have to do with food.
Hooray!
In August, a team of researchers led by University of York archaeologist Haley Saul published a paper in PLOS One that looked at food deposits left in prehistoric pottery from what is now Denmark and Germany. So in all this charred residue from inside these pottery fragments, and sometimes on the outside too, they found residues that are consistent with the modern garlic mustard seed. So the garlic mustard seed does not have a lot of nutritional value. It is not filling. It is not, like, full
you
of vitamins and minerals. No. But what it does have is a lot of flavor. And this is the first direct evidence that prehistoric Europeans used spice to make their food taste better.
Yum.
I'm
it's really not a surprise. Everyone loves deliciousness, right?
Well, we also have some evidence of animals who do things to their food to make it taste better. So it's not super surprising that early back in history, people did the same thing.
Yeah.
But still really cool to have evidence of that.
Also that same month in August, the University of Leicester announced that it had unearthed the recipe for the first chilled chocolate treats in Britain. These recipes were gathered by the Earl of Sandwich, not the inventor of the sandwich. That was his great-great-grandson, in 1668. And this was a concoction of chocolate and snow. Similar to our ice cream podcast, we talked about things that started with snow and then were made into frozen delicious treats.
Yes. We should also probably call his great-great-grandson the purported inventor of the sandwich.
Yeah, we have to be careful with that one.
Yeah.
It's also a restaurant. The Earl of Sandwich. Not related to either of those people, except in the borrowing of a name.
Yes. Also in October, researchers at the University of Buckingham announced that they'd found charred bones of frog legs at a dig not far from Stonehenge. These bones were from somewhere between 6250 BCE and 7596 BCE. And this makes them the oldest evidence of frog legs used as food anywhere in the world. And it predates the first evidence of eating frog's legs in France, where supposedly the practice originated. Also at the site were bones of fish, boar, deer, and other animals that would have lived in the area at the time. I am fond of frog's legs.
I am too. I have a love-hate. Yeah. As with it, I'm kind of a carnivore by nature, but as you know, I'm also a crazy animal lady, so I'm perpetually riding this wave of what I'm comfortable with, and then I eat the meat anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love frog's legs. There's some French in my family background, and we grew up eating them, and
yes,
they're really good.
Yes, I don't know if I've told you the story of one of the periods of my life when I was a vegetarian, and it ended when I was at a work function at which quail and frog's legs were being served, and I decided to have some of each of that. So yes, food discoveries this year is where we are going to stop off with this particular half of this episode today. We're going to have lots more next time. I do want to give a special shout out to the history blog at thehistoryblog.com, which is where I see a lot of these stories first.
They are quick.
Yes.
They're hovering on the data center of the internet to find anything historical, and
right,
they're really fast to report it.
Yeah, I have a lot of things that I keep up with in an RSS reader of various sites and reports and things like that, but very often the place that I see it first is at the History Blog, so thank you for doing that.
So now that we have gotten good and hungry, do you also have some listener mail for us?
Yes, and it even mentions ice cream.
Hooray!
This is from Catherine, who says, "Dear Tracy and Holly, I wrote to you pretty recently about ice cream in Montana, but as soon as I saw the title of yesterday's episode, I knew I would have to write again." This is about our Hessians episode again.
Very popular with the listeners.
Yes. And I was quite fond of that episode. I'm glad people enjoyed it.
Yeah.
At my elementary school back in the 1990s, there was a tradition that every spring the entire fifth grade would go down to the public lands behind the school, in parentheses a swampy, partly wooded area surrounding a creek, and reenact a war from American history. It was sort of a rite of passage leading up to the, quote, continuation ceremony celebrating our departure from middle school. The fifth graders would train and prepare for months in advance, and so on the big day, the whole thing would be professionally shot on video so it could be edited together into a short historical documentary for parents to purchase.
I love that.
I love that.
Everything about that.
Yes. I especially love that it's a continuation ceremony and not a graduation. That sounded judgmental of me, and it probably was. So I'd like to continue with Catherine's actual letter. Most years it was a reenactment of the Civil War, but when my cohort's turn came, the school administrators had decided, for one reason or another, that we would reenact the Revolutionary War instead. I was assigned the role of Hessian flag bearer, which kind of cheesed me off at the time because it meant I didn't get to carry one of the muskets all the other kids got, which would, quote, shoot puffs of flour. Which is, okay, that's darling. Back to the letter again. At that time, too, I had never heard of the Hessians, and all I knew about them was I was told we were German mercenaries and that we all had to wear what I thought were pretty silly-looking hats. I guess I always had it in the back of my head that there was probably a lot more to it than that, but the Hessians never really came up again in my public school history classics in any significant way. Thank you for giving me a better understanding of who I was supposed to be while running around by the creek in my little German uniform. Sincerely, Catherine.
Can I just tell you, when we first got that message, in my head, Catherine grew up in a Wes Anderson film. It seems so abundantly clear to me.
It really does. Now that you point that out, I had not thought of that. I love this letter.
It's so sweet.
Thank you so much, Catherine. I was also extremely glad that the email that we've got about our Hessians episode has been people enjoying it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed recording that one, I think, the most of any episode we have done. And then when I listened to it, I enjoyed listening to it the most.
Hooray!
Of any episode we've done. So I was very excited that other people seem to enjoy it also. So thank you again for writing, Catherine. If you would like to write to us, you can. We are at historypodcast@discovery.com. We're also on Facebook at facebook.com/historyclassstuff and on Twitter at Mistin History. Our Tumblr is at mistinhistory.tumblr.com, and we are pinning things away on Pinterest. If you would like to learn a little bit more about what we have talked about today, you can come to our website. Put the word archaeology in the search bar, and you will find the article How Archaeology Works. You can do all of that and a whole lot more at our website, which is howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Netflix streams TV shows and movies directly to your home, saving you time, money, and hassle. As a Netflix member, you can instantly watch TV episodes and movies streaming directly to your PC, Mac, or right to your TV with your Xbox 360, PS3, or Nintendo Wii console, plus Apple devices, Kindle, and Nook. Get a free 30-day trial membership. Go to www.netflix.com and sign up now.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.